shore where the mountains meet the sea, in a clapboard shack by a broken down tree. There's a light in the window, two salty gals inside. I'm not sure if they're witches, but you know that's implied. Got the storytelling, ego swelling, pillow talking, moonlight walking, sea hags.
Save it for the podcast.
Welcome to the Sea Hags Podcast. I'm Kreshefa.
Are we going to start on Craft Corner?
I can stop and start again.
Oh, please don't. I'm Katie Norngren.
Okay.
And our guest this week, a repeat, but a dream Pete.
Yeah, a delightful Pete.
Mr. Matty Boo, Electric Boogaloo.
I was like, is she going to rhyme it?
Is she going to do it? She did
She rhymed it.
Yeah. Matty 2, Electric Matty Boo.
I was waiting for the Matty 2 for a second time here.
Yes. Yep. Good. Second time. Hello, welcome.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming.
So many changes in your life since we last saw you.
Probably. What was I then?
Who were you?
Who was I? I was unemployed.
Yep. Pretty sure.
Yep.
We were talking about
no follow-up.
Cars.
I still like cars.
Okay.
Saw Fast and the Furious twice since...
Which one?
The new one, obviously.
The Fate of the Furious?
The Fate of the Furious.
The Fate of the Furious? Sorry, my chair's broken. I'm moving it.
I can stop it.
Do not stop it. This is good stuff.
No, it's not. It's bad content.
Should we start over?
No, we're the queens of bad content. Forever.
We make very bad content on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah.
Glad I'm here to help us.
We're so consistent.
That was definitely the broken chair. This one's good.
Okay.
It squeaked. Cool. Made less noise.
Yeah. I'm very curious about which episode you were on last. I don't even remember
like
when it
10?
Was.
Like
no.
One of the.
I'm like Googling you now.
What month was it?
Sea hags. Ma. T.
These are all things that we need to do off air, you guys.
Yeah, but we're doing. You know what? It's Friday night. We're doing another Friday night podcast.
It's Friday night.
And we're busy and night up.
Yeah, we're having Christina's special summer cocktail. Describe it for us.
Yeah, it is a it's a Strathcona Brewing Radler, which is a tangerine and mandarin radler. It's one of the better radlers. It's not as sweet. With a shot of tequila in it.
I saw you pour it. That was not a shot.
That was a generous shot. So you were on episode 41. Oh. Theater for the Ears was the title, and we did that in Decembre.
Ooh, Christmas.
Christmas time. So,
Summertime Christmas.
Now, yeah, what's a
You're
summertime Maddie Vu?
You're episode 70. You're a totally different Maddie.
Yeah.
Summertime Maddie Vu.
Summertime
I was going to say
Maddie.
Get it in you. That's a different thing. That's a very different thing.
Wearing a lot of hats because my hair gets all floppy.
Show me your hat. It's not the Lady Show hat. It's the Little Mountain Gallery hat.
Ooh.
The special
which
orange
is exactly
ones.
The same hat, but with a different logo on it.
It's at the fundraiser, so we have the orange ones.
Yes.
There's new white ones for the non.
I want the orange one.
But now I get to look down on all the whites.
Yeah, which is what you've always done.
Dream come true.
For those of you who can't tell, Matty Vu is an Asian.
They could tell by the last name Vu.
Well, maybe they thought it was just...
My married
like,
name?
Maybe they thought it was like V-A-U-X or something. V.
Not a thing.
No, that's
no.
not a thing.
I tried. I tried V-E-I. No, that's still Vietnamese. I fucked up.
It's okay.
Is it? You don't look like it's
how's,
okay.
How's Little Mountain Gallery doing?
It's the best.
Yay.
They had a really successful fundraiser, didn't they?
It was so much fun to do.
Yeah, they made a lot at the show.
Yeah, because it was the hottest day.
Ever.
To solve the problem of it being too hot at Little Mountain Gallery.
Yeah, like we really need AC, like an HVAC unit.
It's a big selling point that we were all...
Hey, are you uncomfortable? Give us money, please.
Oh, that's good.
That's smart.
That's very good.
Because they, I saw Brent Constantine. It's Brent, yes, because I've gotten
Brent
it. I've gotten it wrong fucking every single time I've talked to him and he hates me.
All of the Brents and Bretts hate it.
Yeah, there's two of them and I fuck it up. Three of them and I fuck it up every time. Except unless it's Brett Skillen.
Nice stuff.
Brent Skillen.
I call him Brent Skillen to make a name.
I call him Brent Skellington. Because he looks like a skeleton. But yeah, I saw the Little Mountain Gallery. Brent Constantine, the runner of the Foxhole Comedy Show, he put up a fundraiser on GoFundMe for the Little Mountain Gallery, which I don't know if anybody here has been to their summer and winter shows. They are either very hot or very cold. And so their whole idea was they're going to insulate it and get an HVAC system. Nice. If they got $10,000.
No, it was $5,000.
It was $5,000. I believe they have more than exceeded double that.
That's
now.
Good.
Yeah. You did my show in the Christmas one.
It was very chilly.
Like, I was putting on layers in between comics.
I was, like, sitting with this dress, like, on top of a heater. I was, like trying to hatch it like it was an egg. I was just toasting my buns.
The real icebox.
Yeah, it is not well. Like, there is, like, 4 days of the year where it's super comfortable in there. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Those March shows are great.
Fucking March and late September. Golden. Yeah.
Well, so they made the goal, and so hopefully some upgrades are gonna...
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Happen.
Yeah, that's all I want is just AC in that place.
Yeah, right? Because you perform there pretty much on the regs. You have a show that happens every month.
Have a monthly show there.
Yeah.
A blood feud.
It's a great show. It's getting a lot of traffic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good.
We're getting a lot of, like, random people showing up.
That's
we're,
cool.
We're, like, not friends. I was like,
they saw the sign that just says, comedy show tonight, and they're like, okay.
No, I put a poster where it says, blood feud.
Oh, and they thought it was going to be something cool and violent.
Yeah, maybe.
And then it wasn't.
It's like something exciting is happening on Main Street.
It was just some dorks telling jokes.
Me and the biggest dork around, Malcolm.
Malcolm is a big dork.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun. Malcolm and I having, like, our banter on stage is dumb now. We purposely watched Fast and the Furious just to talk about it for a full show.
And how did that go for you?
The audience was on board for, like, 5 minutes, and then...
They got off board really
They were
quickly.
Like, we're doing this. We are all participating in Fast and the Furious talk for the next hour and a half.
So get with it, I guess, basically. Yeah.
They did, like, a sweet tuck and roll out of the car.
It's like, no, we're glad Paul Walker died.
Shut up.
The instantaneousness with your response
That's
was
mean,
incredible.
Katie.
I'm not glad anyone dies except for, like, Hitler, I guess.
It was a sad moment for the car community.
It was very sad. Did you see the photo I posted online of a picture? You did see it, because I tagged you in it. It was a photo I saw of, like, a gray Honda Civic that had a bunch of, like, vinyl decals on the front of it that was, like, too fast, too furious. And there was, like, Paul Walker, 1972 to 2015 or whatever it was. I was, like, and it had one of his quotes underneath it. It was physically painful to
Tuna
look
Tuna sandwich,
at.
No crust?
That is not what it said. I probably said something like, I live my life a quarter mile at a time, or something.
That was a VIN quote.
I was gonna say that, but I knew you were gonna throw it in.
Well, like, the weekend after he died, the Vancouver car community had a huge meet at, like, the Richmond movie theater.
Okay.
Where, like, 400 cars showed up.
Wow.
And then we all just went on a cruise around the city.
Going, like, Paul Walker out of the windows.
People, like, made stickers and gave people stickers. Probably the one you saw was one of those stickers from that day.
Probably.
And then, yeah, we all, like, insured our fancy cars in December.
To go and drive
around. On all of our summer tires, just, like, sliding around. We're like, this is not safe.
We are also going to go out the same way.
And we realize why we don't do car shows in the wintertime, because it's very cold to stand in a parking lot.
Oh, my God.
There have been a couple of, I don't remember if we, I think we talked about this last time, where I would, like, sometimes come upon the car, like, not literally, but, like, view the...
Oh, Katie, come on.
Sorry. It's Friday night. It's a sassy time.
It's your fault for pouring these.
And I would, like, roll up to the... what is it called? It's on Burn Road, and it's the...
Yeah, the Burn Road meet. Those got shut down by the police.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Such bad car boys?
Because we were interrupting a lot of business that was still trying to do business.
Yeah, it was a parking lot at, like,
We were
know,
there,
the
like, 7 till 2 a.m. on a Thursday.
Dear. Yeah, and the, you know, the fucking Save-On's open till midnight.
And the restaurants and the London
They're like, we don't like this.
Yeah.
But I roll up sometimes coming back from, like, a podcast or a show and, like, really be craving a Tim Hortons sandwich, and I'd roll up and there'd be a bunch of people in, like, fucking BRZs and...
Just real nice cars.
Just real cool car boys and girls.
And it's a weird, just, like, it started out of nowhere. There's, like, a... So the Vancouver scene is built around this website called Rev Scene.
Sure.
And they have annual meets, like a summer and a spring. But then one time we were just like... We want to do more. Hey, y'all want to just want to meet hey, here y'all. On a Thursday? They didn't say y'all. I'm the one who says y'all in that group. And then that just started, and for like 2 years, it just like grew and grew and grew.
You're like a little Southern fried chicken nugget. Mm-hmm. The only one that uses y'all.
You were in my car and we're listening to country tunes.
It's true. Brad Paisley came on. I was like, what the fuck is this, actually?
And then I started singing.
Which, and I shouldn't be rude about it, because my first concert when I was 11 was Garth Brooks, mm-hmm. whom I love, still to this day. So I don't really have any shade about it. I just don't follow modern country except for, like, a Carrie Underwood or a Dixie Chick.
I stopped following a lot of it, but then I got into the show Nashville a lot.
That tracks what I know about you.
I feel like I probably should watch that.
Oh, it's great. You need to watch it.
What is so great about Nashville?
Great country tunes.
Okay, great country tunes. Family values.
No. Saucy values.
Oh, I like saucy values better.
Connie Britton.
Love her.
Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, yeah.
No one knows how to say her last. Panettiere.
She was great in it.
Connie Britton is Coach's wife from Friday Night Lights.
Sure.
Or is she? Is it a different Connie? There's Connie Britton, there's Connie Nielsen, and like, I don't know who's who, but I know Connie Nielsen was in the Wonder Woman movie, and I think the other one's in Friday Night Lights.
She like a tall, beautiful redhead?
Just a tall drink of water? Yeah, I think that's Connie Nielsen.
Connie Britton?
Connie Britton? Connie Nielsen? Connie Britton? I can look it up.
No, don't.
We'll never know which Connie's which.
Connie Britton I'm in love with.
I just love a Connie.
She's beautiful.
What is Connie short for?
Constance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a weird name to have.
I know a really amazing woman named Constance. She's lovely.
Does she possess it?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, big time.
You better.
Yeah.
If your name's Honor and you're just like a fucking asshole, that's a problem.
Okay. Very emotional show.
Is it, it's kind of like a musical soap a little bit, but like a prime time.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So, perfect.
For sure.
Do people dig their keys into the side of their pretty little front wheel, four wheel drive?
There's some. The Hayden character is like the Taylor Swift Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then your Connie Britton's like your Reba.
Ooh. I love a Reba.
Yeah, me too.
I do love a Reba. I love a Reba. I love a Bonnie.
I used to have a red car that I named Reba after Reba McEntire. And then I played the theme song from her television show constantly.
You are the least Asian person I've ever met. And I include all white people I've ever met with that. The least Asian. So did you describe your drink that you made for us?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, she did.
Did you? I forgot already. That's how good these are.
Uh-oh. Danger.
It's a Friday night club. Problematic. Maddie.
Yes.
You moved recently.
Yes, I live in Vancouver. I left Surrey.
Hooray!
You left Surrey finally. So you don't have to drive as much. Is that bad for you? Because you like to drive.
No, because I work in Surrey.
Oh, so you just still have to drive super
but
far.
But you get to drive the opposite way, not in rush hour, which is...
Yeah, it's nice. For now, until the office moves, and then I get a SkyTrain to work. Which will be fun, because I get to listen to podcasts again.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be good.
Because there's, like... When I started the job, my commute from Surrey to my Surrey office was 10 minutes, so I was like, I don't get to listen to anything anymore. Mm-hmm. So now it's nice to catch up on all the things I missed out on. Mm-hmm. So I haven't listened to your show.
You don't have to.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, don't listen to it. It's garbage.
Well, you had a pretty good guest in December last year.
We're given to understand. We had a pretty good guest. We had fucking Graham Clark after you.
I was referring to me still.
No, I know. I know I wasn't.
Graham
who? You know who he is. You fucking know who he is.
I'm doing door for his show while he's away.
So he actually, okay, so this is the thing that I don't know yet, is because his fringe show is called Graham Clark is Not There. Is he truly there?
Yes. I saw him do a preview of it at the Hero show.
So it actually is him with the thing strapped to his face then.
Yeah, he wears, like, a mask, and he has, like,
a tablet on his face
that's pre-recorded, and then it's him acting out the jokes while the screen's his face.
But the joke is that he's not really... That it's not him. It's somebody else, but it actually is him.
Okay.
Or is it?
Or is it?
Because the write-up in the Toronto... One of the Toronto newspapers was like, it's a weird surrogate body.
It was very ambiguous.
Yes.
Yeah.
But as far as we know, it's actually him. Because he's gone to Fringe.
Yeah, he's there, so...
So Graham Clark is there, but is he there? No one knows.
Based on his show, he could be in a hotel room.
Yeah. He could be recording it. And we don't know. We simply don't know.
That's pretty fun.
That's cool. Like
yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a little bit more conceptual than Reads the Phone Book.
I love to read the phone book.
Yeah, me too. That was so fun. Goddamn Scottish people didn't appreciate it as much as they fucking should have.
They hate everything, though.
I know, they do. Fringe audiences are actually fucking brutal and terrible. So, unless they're, like, as a musician playing the Fringe Festival, I felt very lucky because people would just come and drink at the music venues. And so they just love you and they put the money in the bucket and it's great. But when you have a show where you've got them for like your 45 minutes or whatever, and then they have to pay on the way out or they had to buy tickets to get in, they're just like,
harumph,
tell me something I didn't know, blah, blah, blah. And they're so discerning, so they say, it's like, you're drunk.
Are they, like, theater people? Like, I've never been to a Fringe show that wasn't a Friends Fringe show.
I haven't even done that because I'm that much of an asshole. I'm like, I don't love anyone enough to go to their one-man show. Not a single person. But I might do it for Morgan Brayton, that's it.
Yeah. But, like, all the music venues at, like, at the Edinburgh Fringe are just, like, a bar with music and a bucket. And so, like, that's, I didn't make as good. Much money, but it was, like, way more fun to play. Whereas, like, I imagine I've heard from lots of folks that have done their stand-up show at the Fringe, and it's just, like, I do the same hour every day at 2 p.m. to six people. It fucking sucks.
Even Hannibal, when he did the Netflix one, you're like, that didn't look fun for him either.
No, I never watched it because people said, oh, it's awkward. And so I was like, if it's awkward, I won't watch it. Because
your body can't take it.
My body? I cannot take it.
Can't watch some bad comedy?
I've never watched more than 30 seconds of The Office. Because I physically cannot.
Yeah, me too. Never watched The Office.
Just like the secondhand embarrassment is just too much for you guys?
Yeah.
I can't stand assholes who don't know they're assholes either. Mm. People who are dumb and they don't know they're being dumb. Frustrating. I'm like, just assume you're a piece of shit. That's what I do.
Oh no.
That's gonna go over much better with people because you'll be just be ingratiating instead of an arrogant fuckface. But also, it's not that good because it destroys your self-esteem. So maybe don't do it, but also do it because it's really annoying if you do the other thing. Straight up. I'm a life coach. Don't know if you know that. People pay me very much money to tell them what to do.
Very much of it.
Very much of money.
Life coach, wife coach.
Life coach, wife coach. White coach? I teach people how to be white.
No, I said wife.
No, I fucked it up is the point that I'm making here. Is that I didn't. I said life That's coach, bad. White coach.
No. Just don't.
She's like, no.
I feel like Maddie doesn't need any white coaching.
Rude.
Yes,
that is
it was.
Very rude.
But would you agree? Semi-accurate?
Not wrong.
So, yes, yeah, semi-accurate.
I still don't like comics being mean to each other. I know
that
Maddie and I know that you guys love each other very much, but I'm just like,
we're at least is nowhere near me.
At least I adore Maddie. I don't know if this is reciprocal, but I assume it is because he's given me several rides in his vehicle.
Never again.
Never again.
Mostly because I moved.
Yes. It would be very hard for you to come and collect me now.
Yeah.
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 Good. Well, welcome to the East Vancouver Fold.
Yay.
Welcome back.
I'm excited to go to the farmer's market tomorrow morning.
Ever the East Van lesbian, Maddie.
Yes.
Hell yes.
Turn on that Tinder. Find me some sweet lesbian ladies.
I got checked out a bunch today by some hot lesbians, which was pretty sweet, I have to say.
We were at the punk rock hot dog place.
What's up, hot dog? The Vancouver's only podcast theme restaurant.
My favorite podcast theme restaurant.
I was going to go there, but I got caught up building a fan.
You built a fan.
I bought a fan and some other dumb things for my apartment.
It's too fucking hot.
And then I just
built it.
And
so you didn't get a hot dog.
Decorating things.
Sad. But yeah, I got checked out by... we're still talking
just
about me.
Steamroll our guests.
Yeah, no, we're talking about me right now.
No, I interrupted her.
It's true. It's true. So we were at What's Up Hot Dog, and we got up to leave, and we walked out, and Chris was like, oh my god, that whole table just, like, swiveled when you walked by. I was like...
Feed that ego.
And then we walked by the Slow Can Diner, and there was another table full of lesbians. They all went, aloha, in my general direction, which felt pretty good. I saw that one. Yeah. I didn't catch the first one. The second one, I was like, drink it in, ladies.
I'm basically your little sidekick wingman that just, like, goes behind and is like, those girls were checking you out, Katie. Those
you're also super hot, but you're less obviously gay. You don't have this haircut.
Yeah, that's true.
Which the home viewer cannot see, but I am, like, a lesbian Tintin.
Oh, the people that are listening know what the fuck you look like.
Yeah, there are 7 people who listen, and they all know me personally. This is a fact.
Super blue.
It's super blue. It's different.
We're
it's
all
crazy.
So different.
We're all so different now. Are we even the same people that met in December?
No.
No. Now you live in Vancouver in your
Done
new place
a new
that has a craft corner.
I have a craft corner.
What kind of crafts do you
about?
Make?
Yeah.
It just has all my art supplies right now because I had nowhere to put it. And I was like, I like it.
I do a craft.
So I'm going to make some crafts.
What kind of crafts are you going to make?
I made new magnets.
Oh, you made magnets? What do they say? What do they do?
You know,
you're talking to a child, Katie. I don't like it.
He's very cute.
You know those, like, perler bead things?
Yes.
So I have a Ferris Bueller and a pizza. Because Ferris Bueller is my favorite movie ever. And then I made those into magnets for my fridge.
Oh, I shall not talk about how much I fucking hate Matthew Broderick then while we're here.
Yeah, shut your face.
Shut your
face.
You're he's cool as shit.
You already burnt Paul Walker, so shut up.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Are you gonna piss? I didn't. Maddie, I didn't burn him.
Wow.
Katie, are wow. you just gonna piss all over everything Maddie loves? He's a guest in our house.
You should have the country music that I love too.
I know.
Well, okay, Brad Paisley is a bit of a. It's a bit of a reach.
He's a sweet guitar boy.
The sweet guitar play.
His wife was in Nashville.
Nice.
Obviously.
Nice.
Obviously.
Okay, well, I think I want to start watching this as, like, my new summer show.
Thank you. I want you to tell me.
What is the draw of Nashville? Like, what's so good about it? Why do you like it so much?
He already explained.
Yeah, but I don't know if I buy it. Like, if I was trying to explain Glow to you, I would have said much more, I think.
That's because I haven't watched Glow yet.
You should watch
it.
I
will. I just haven't had time.
Just, like, drama, like, country music drama. Is it, like, they're all in showbiz, or is it that
they're all... They're all in showbiz. Interact, like...
Is Connie Britton the mother of the other one?
No.
Okay, so, but they're just, so they're just like two generations feuding slightly.
Exactly.
Oh, that's way more interesting than what I thought, because I thought it was a mother-daughter pair.
No.
I thought it was like a stage mom. It's like Reba and... That is dumb.
Connie Britton's kids do sing in the show, which is very annoying, which I hate of the show.
Are they children or...
Well, there's like a teen one and like a 10-year-old one.
Ew, gross.
Yeah.
I don't care what they do.
Stupid.
Children, disgusting.
But then there's like these two like up-and-comer country singers who like started the Bluebird and they're like...
What's a Bluebird?
The Bluebird is like the famous country bar in Nashville.
I've never been to Nashville. I've never been to Tennessee. You think I do well in the South?
It's a historical place. Dave Grohl sung a song about it.
Dave Grohl sung a song about it?
Yeah, in the Sound City. Was it Sound City? Yeah.
I didn't see Sound City.
I feel like Katie's definitely not the receptive audience for this particular.
She's just hit anything
she
I'm describing.
She just hates everything. Like,
no, I love
like
country
so...
music. I do.
Do you?
No, I really do.
I don't know.
It's just the one page. What was the starter band?
Oh, that was Blake Shelton.
Okay, Blake
that
Shelton.
Was in my car?
No, it's Blake Shelton I don't like. It's not Brad Paisley. It's Blake Shelton I don't like.
Is
either
the
Brad
married,
or Blake.
Is that the one that's married to Nicole Kidman?
No, that's the one
that's Keith Urban.
Oh.
Blake Shelton's the one with Gwen. Or with,
is with Gwen Stefani.
Gwen.
Oh.
They're dating.
Why?
Because The Voice.
Oh.
They like to sit in rotating chairs and push buttons together.
Just sit
that's
and rotate.
That's also how they fuck.
That's also
exactly.
how they fuck.
Exactly. You're on.
If that's all I had to do, I'd fuck all the time.
They're like, and now we fuck.
And now.
We all spun around.
That's what sex is it not?
You just sit in a chair on the opposite directions
and
of each other.
And then you swivel.
And then you swivel. That...
And
I
your
mean,
genitals touch.
I can't
and
say that
the
I...
And then the genitals touch.
I can't say that I haven't done that before.
If there's an interesting thing you can sit on and then have sex on, Chris has done it. Mm-hmm. A glacier? Forget about
it. Hey, that's my best story. Don't tread on me.
Don't tread. Throw bread on me.
Did you have a thing under your butt?
Or no.
Your butt
no,
cold?
You just froze your bum.
You had a cold
yeah,
butt?
Cold butt. Glacier in July. It's pretty good.
Good, cool story.
Northern BC.
Just selling your best stories to down the river.
So yeah, I know. Can, like,
terrible.
What the fuck did you just do to me?
Just,
we like,
could
I was just,
gonna, we was, pause and delete
I was gonna write a memoir about that. It was called
Cold Butt, the Christina Zeppa story.
I was gonna say Cold Front.
Well, that's way funnier, except that it was your back end that was chilly.
You don't know how it lasted.
This is true, but you told me it was your butt that was
I know,
cold.
I could have turned the other way.
Old Front is much funnier.
Right?
You're much funnier than me.
I know.
Too bad I'm not better at music than you. That would make things much more convenient. We could
do
just
a little
switch.
Swap.
Yeah. We played the street piano. You know how, like...
What's a street piano?
Every once in a while...
It's what it says on the tin, my dude.
Every summer, the city of Vancouver and different business associations put a random piano in random places all over the city. And so they put a piano out front of the weird bank that's
CIBC.
Close to the... Just, I'm trying not to triangulate too much around where I actually live, but there's a piano there, and so Katie and I were walking home, and I was like, maybe we should just play the piano, and so we have two songs that we sing in harmony together, and so I played those on the street. It was pretty good.
I would love to be walking on the street and see that.
Like, yes! We had a good time.
I'd be so excited.
It's a bunch of the keys were broken, because it's just a piano that's been sitting in the sun for 3 weeks.
Yes.
And just someone just, like, smashing on it.
Yeah,
she either had to transpose things very far up or very far down, because everything
the ones
in the middle range are just gone. Go figure. Any of the ones that you need for heart and soul are broken.
Mm-hmm. That's probably the most.
Toodaloo, toot-toot, oh, toot-toot.
Fuck you. Don't do that knuckle bullshit.
Toodaloo.
No, I hate you. I almost threw this drink at you.
That'd be so sticky. Don't
like,
do
literally,
it.
My first impulse was to throw the drink at
oh
her.
Oh my god. Like, why are we on Nashville?
And I just had to like clamp my wrist down to the table. Like, I have some bad impulses.
Can't we be the Real Housewives of fucking East Van right now?
So we're just gonna make each other angry this whole show.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know what it means.
It's
no, I don't. You tell me what it means.
All right, I hate this already.
Yeah, I don't like conflict.
But I feel like, you know, I'm the evil producer plying you with alcohol. I'm just like feeling.
Let's
the conflict.
Fight, Maddie. You want to fight?
Slap.
No. So you got that sweet new job.
Sweet new job.
Sweet new place.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about the job.
Because you can't?
I don't like talking about it.
Yeah, no, don't. I don't.
Don't. We don't. We're not interested. We don't even want to hear about it.
And then Nona at work knows I do comedy, which is fun.
Ooh.
Oh, that's good. That's for the best.
You have like a secret identity, sort of.
Yeah, and because it would be a nightmare. Because I went for lunch the other day, and one of the guys is like, hey, to a different coworker, was like, hey, you look like Russell Peters a lot, which he kind of does. You should tell some jokes or something in the office. And I was like, oh, I'm never telling anybody ever what I did.
It's very bad when people know, because I did past guest Jackie Hoffert's Sad Mag show a couple mm-hmm. weeks ago, and literally one of my students was there.
Ooh.
And she was there with a couple of her friends, and I don't, like, I've only met with her 3 or 4 times, which should absolutely mean that I know her name off the bat, but all I knew was that I knew her. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is a familiar person. I must know her through comedy. This is a comedy event. And so she introduced me to her friends, and I was like, you know what? I'm so sorry. I've just blanked on your first name. She's like, and she told it to me, and I was like, it's a very unusual name. So yeah. I'm like, oh, fuck. This is not only a student. It's one of my honors students in one of the programs for which I advise. And she's here. And I'm debuting my pussy jokes.
Yes.
And then, not long after, a woman that used to be a temp in my office, who I'm Facebook friends with, showed up at my show. She's like, I finally get to see you because it's a Friday night, and I drove from Coquitlam to see this. It was an East Van. She brought a total hottie for a date, too. I was kind of like, oh, no.
It wasn't just East Van. It was downtown East Side.
It was downtown East Side, and I was like, so you know, I'm doing much ruder things than I normally do. So don't let this color your opinion of me too much, or do, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But she's like, I'm old, I can take it.
And Katie, you've gone blue.
I've gone blue. I've gone blue across the board.
Bye.
You're leaving? What else do you have to do that's better than this?
Decorate.
Is that better?
Yeah, kind
You're
of.
You're not supposed to say yes. You're not supposed
you
to.
You know me well enough to, I like, would, Maddie would love
you, like,
to decorate.
Maddie's got some washi tape. He's going to cover the
I
whole
think
apartment.
My place doesn't look fucking great right now.
My place does not have washi tape all over it.
Do you have a studio? One bedroom?
One bedroom.
Nice.
You both are welcome anytime you want.
Right now. Let's go.
Okay. Shut it down. Get this fucking thing over with.
Maddie's fucking pied-à-terre.
Nice. What's your design aesthetic for your house? I actually really love this shit so much.
Cartoons and boobs.
Yeah, just tits everywhere.
Yeah, just totally dismembered.
Well,
you're
a car guy, so there's obviously posters of, like, chicks in bikinis washing cars all over your apartment, right? You wallpaper your bathroom with just, like, pull out, like, what is that called?
Centerfold.
I haven't read a magazine in 20 years.
This is like a Ferrari just spreading.
Oh, yeah. Open those doors, baby.
Oh, my God.
Let me see under that hood.
Ooh, scissor door. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I want to show you the Lambo that Tessa saw yesterday.
Good for visual media.
Yeah, great for visual media. I just want to show Maddie for the sake of showing Maddie, but like,
everybody does. Google Lamborghini.
Katie will link to the episode saying I will write a note to make her do it.
I assume this is an orange Aventador. That's my
four
bet.
Door Aventador.
Not a four door.
No?
I don't think they even make a four door.
No? I thought that was a song. I don't know anything about anything, it turns out.
Sounds like a hip hop song, which I am not familiar with.
Yeah, because you like the countries.
Closest thing to hip-hop I get to was Hamilton.
Hamilton! Yeah. So are we still obsessed with Hamilton?
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
It is the mixtape is the only thing in my car.
Well, because, like, I kind of waned a little bit on it, and then the mixtape came again, and then it's like, it kind of was like, oh, what whatever, and then it kind of went away, and then now I'm just like, oh, they made that fucking awesome Immigrants Who Get the Job Done, like, music video is so good. It was so good.
That was a really good music video with Riz Aslan or whatever. No, what the fuck is his last name? Riz Ahmed, who is the one of the guys from Rogue One, is a rapper as well.
He was great.
So he was in that.
Like the Star Wars Rogue One?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
I don't give a shit about Star Wars.
Star Wars is dumb.
I liked it.
I only like Star Trek. That's all I care about.
I don't like
about.
Space stuff.
Oh.
No, you like country stuff.
And the space stuff's just scary.
That's, you're scared of space?
Just too infinite, too whatever.
Yeah.
It's too scary.
Like, why are you out there?
It's why are you getting there? There's no, don't do it.
Cars go fast. Just do that in a car.
Just do it in a car.
Yeah.
Why aren't you just doing that in a car?
Fast and the Furious goes to space. Then I'll care about space. Otherwise, don't give a shit.
The fast and the...
The uncaring?
Oh, Jesus
no,
Christ.
The fast and no, the indifferent?
I had just like a whole blank. It was going to be some gravity joke and it just left me completely.
I only saw Gravity for the first time a few months ago, and it was like, it tripped me out. That was scary shit.
Being alone?
Being alone in space and then hallucinating George Clooney?
I'm okay with that.
Spoiler alert. Do you want to hallucinate George Clooney?
Always.
He's so soothing.
Yeah.
He seems to know what's up every time.
Apparently he loves pranks.
Oh, I hate him already.
Oh my God.
I fucking hate pranks.
You haven't heard those prank stories? Everybody. Clooney loves pranks on set.
That would make me so mad. I'd be like, fucking hate you, George Clooney. And he'd be like, you're not a good fun
be
friend.
Be a professional.
Yeah, be a professional. Fucking do your job, asshole. You fuckface. You fuckface, George Clooney, you son of a bitch.
Oh, God. Katie.
I'm just coming down hard on the old G Clooney.
You're coming down hard on everything today. It is more
you
funny.
Put tequila in
As our favorite Pete Holmes says, it's much more funny to have an opinion on something than not.
Isn't it? Like,
yes.
Come on.
But so far it's been anger at most.
Anger at all the things that Maddie holds dear, which
guys,
I think is not nice.
Guys, my period's so late. I'm being such an asshole right now. I'm so hormonal. I can't sleep. Everything hurts. I hate Paul Walker even though he's dead.
Oh my God.
God damn it.
It's not how I feel. I have no opinion whatsoever on Paul Walker. My opinion is on the guy who put that decal on his car because it looked like it said something really meaningful. And I was just like, yo, drive a car faster, don't. It could hurt you either way. Or something. Why don't I just make fucking bumper stickers? Yo, drive a car fast or don't. Just do something.
That's a very long bumper sticker.
I was going to say a limousine, but they're long the front ways instead of the
Can you
back.
Put that on those, like, inspirational, like, wood planks that they sell at the craft fairs?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, did you see the one that I got from my mom's house that's, I just, like, I took a photo of my mom's wine plaque in her kitchen. It was really something. My mom fully is a wine mom.
Are you going to look for that picture now, too?
She never showed us the Lamborghini photo, by the way.
I couldn't find it, but I think it was. Oh, here's Jeff Goldblum. For no reason.
Goldblum's dumb.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum can suck my dick.
Jeff Goldblum can suck my dick.
The fly, more like, fly away, you hack.
Yeah, fly away, you're gross. Come back when you're hot again.
I can be mean, too.
See? It's amazing.
I kind of feel like we just need to gang up on Katie.
Please fucking do. Gang up on me. Also, I found a picture of, I realized Gavin Clarkson, past guest Gavin Clarkson, I was in a chat with him and he posted a picture of goggles, steampunk goggles. And he's like, would it be weird if I bought these? And I was like, you may not buy those.
It would be weird that he doesn't already own them.
Yeah, because you're going to just turn into the guy from Atlantis, from Disney's Atlantis.
Oh my God, that's really hot.
Is that not Gavin Clarkson?
Look at his calves.
Well, he already
though.
Dresses like Indy.
It's true.
Look at his calves and his jodhpurs.
Look at those Gavin, look at your jodhpurs, Gavin. Gavin, your jodhpurs.
Uh-oh.
I was in a roast with Gavin.
Danger.
Tell me more.
Oh, I hated doing a roast. Roasts are dumb.
Because, like, you're a nice
You've
boy.
Done a bunch of them, though, haven't
no,
you?
No, it was one roast. It was a panel roast. So
okay,
like,
this is the Carl Sullivan
yeah,
deportation roast.
Stupid. I didn't want to be there, and I think it showed.
Oh, you were just like, the whole time.
The longer, like, the audience
I don't like
was,
this guy enough to pretend to be mean to him.
The audience was, like, never there, so I was like, cancel the show.
There was no audience at all, it was just other
comics?
There
was comedians, and there was, like,
that's harsh.
15 comedians, like, this is stupid,
that's
cancel
rough.
The show, I want to go home. Why am I in a suit for this?
You wore a suit? You fool!
He wanted us all dressed up.
Oh, that's kind of
like
sad.
A real show.
But I was the best dress, so
like,
take that.
Hey, I don't doubt it. You got style.
I believe it.
But did you have to roast like everybody on the panel?
I was supposed to. I didn't.
Who did you roast? Lisa Lampanelli style. I would fuck you. I would fuck you.
I came up with like dumb little bits for each person to like make me care. So I was like, Harris is a sociopath. Gavin's wife's gonna leave him. Chris is a big racist. Jenny's gonna die alone. And those were the bits I had.
Wow.
And they all, I think everybody was like, those are too mean.
Those are too mean.
They're all very mean. I found found their exact weakness and like cut to the core.
I found God the plaque. Damn it. I found the plaque. It says, wine improves with age. The older I get, the more I like it. That is a Brendan Urgren plaque if there ever
Jesus
was.
Jesus Christ.
Come on.
I live that every day.
Every single day you live it.
I feel like the spotlight is being shone on me.
Walking into a craft fair and you see that booth, you're like, no, it's going to make me mad.
They had that at Car Free Day. There was a whole Wine Mom Car Free Day booth. It was like a
wood. Well, Pam and Karen run it, obviously. Yeah.
Well, it's Car Free Day in my neighborhood on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So,
go get yourself a Wine Mom plaque.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was like a whole tent with just like the wood plaques with things burned into them all about wine.
I want one for my bathroom that says butts, butts, butts.
Maddie, I will make you a plaque that says butts,
I know,
butts, butts.
I know a guy with a laser cutter. His name is Ari Laser.
It's very convenient.
And he could
his real name.
He could totally make you something.
Butts, butts, in different butts, fonts, obviously.
Could he do a sacred geometry of butts, butts, butts?
Yeah, just like all the circles
root
over.
Chakra.
The
That's your butt, right?
Yeah.
Or is that your junk?
No, your root chakra is like your taint, basically.
Okay, that's close to the butt. Was that good enough? Roots, 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 roots. No, you want to say
no,
butts,
butts,
no, it
butts.
Should say butts, 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 but it should have interlocking circles like butt cheeks.
It should be butts with an S twice and then with a Z on the third one.
Oh, yeah.
Butts, butts, butts.
Butts.
Butts. I'm going to, like, design it for you while we're talking.
No, pay attention to the podcast.
I'm paying full attention.
Well, we can talk about stuff that you won't hate.
Okay.
What's the name with you?
Oh, you know.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah.
I
work for politics now and I can't talk about it.
We can't talk about our jobs.
Yay.
Pretty good.
I shouldn't, but I do it anyway.
Yeah. I'm just worried that they're going to find me.
They.
Those people.
Yeah.
All those
people.
Well,
I do, like, investigations for the government, so I assume I'm surprised no one has found me yet from work, but I assume because they're just not creeping on me.
They're not good investigators, obviously. You're just not a target yet.
No. Because I seem like I'm very open at work and not hiding anything. So, like, we don't need to
That's
look them
the secret.
Up.
You just give enough detail that people are like, oh, she's so open. He's so open.
Exactly.
We just, like, but then they never know, like, your
every
secret
night
self.
I'm doing stand-up comedy.
Are you
Which
doing
is
it
like
every
a,
night?
No,
like
or
a
I'm
big,
at shows every
a
night.
A big part of your life that you just never tell anyone.
My managers know. Just because I was very open with them, like, this is the deal. They're like, what is your plan with this job? I'm like, I'm okay not moving up and just doing this and doing stand-up. If I become famous at stand-up, then I'll stop doing this. So I'm going to be doing this forever.
That was me. I just had a review for my job because I'm on probation, even though I've worked for this department for 5 years because I got a new permanent job. Mm-hmm. And so I had my second month review. 6 months probation. That's ridiculous.
That's a long time.
That's a long probation. And so for my second month, I had to like fill in this form and it was all like, do you know what you're doing? Yes. Are you good at it? Pretty much. The end. Right? Like, and my boss wrote all this very nice stuff and I was like, there are some things I can improve upon. She's like, you're too honest. Because she's Scottish, you understand? Yeah. Apparently, I'm just too much like, well, you know, I'm not that self-directed when there's nothing coming up. I probably need to initiate more projects when I have some downtime. And she's like, oh, I am too honest.
Yeah, I'm lucky that I won't have downtime ever.
You have stuff to do, though.
It's
like,
always
going to like,
be
things.
Busy.
There are weeks where I am slam-a-jammed, like, where I'm, like, just absolutely bonkers busy. And then there's the summer, which is quiet as fuck, because a lot of people don't take classes.
And that would drive me crazy.
Does it really? Because I love
the doing
not having
nothing
things to do.
Having nothing to do drives me nuts.
Because then it's like, why are you there? I could be
doing
other
stuff. Well, I'm only
there
3 days a week, so I'm fucking around like 2 of the 3 days, it feels like. Not really. Like, I do work when it comes up. It's just like, I don't invent work easily. Just kind of like, let's keep everything neat, and it's good, and it's fine, and it's a good time.
Yeah. I have so much work to do all the time.
You guys are busy beings.
I like, so it's the full moon in Capricorn right now.
Sure.
And I'm a Capricorn.
Yeah. I can't make fun of you. I have a Leo tattoo on my wrist.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, you're a Leo?
Of course.
You're kidding.
Come on.
I would never have pictured that.
Really?
Really? No.
Oh, but the sun shines out of you. Like, it's so lovely.
One of you is like, you're against everything, obviously.
Yeah. No. What's your birthday?
July 30th.
Okay. Okay.
Coming up.
Coming up. That's our show this month is the birthday show.
Nice.
So I'll come
so, like,
back.
Malcolm's birthday is and mine. And then we booked everybody who has birthdays in July.
What date is it?
July 15th.
Oh, I'm not here for
next
that.
Saturday.
Sorry, Bean.
Oh, and this show is going to come out after that.
That's fine. We're monthly. We're out on every month.
Out of town for that. I will be in Portland.
Ooh.
Doing this queer comedy festival.
The weird city, right?
Yeah.
No, that's Austin.
Yeah, keep Austin weird, keep Portland weird. It's both the same. It's exactly the same. One's just
they're
hotter.
The same place, yeah.
One's hotter and surrounded by... Well, actually, both of them are hot, like, left-wing places surrounded by, like, absolutely insane gun nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon at large, very conservative.
Except for Eugene.
Except for Eugene and Portland.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
I would like to visit Austin.
Me too.
I got some cool country music.
Are you going to stalk Griffin McElroy while you're there?
Is that where he lives?
As if you didn't know
I don't know where these boys live.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I only know that Justin's in, like, West Virginia.
Oh, I guess the newest thing is that I totally am obsessed with that show now.
Yay!
Oh, yay! We got our intimate bim-bam, finally.
I even listened to some Adventure Zones, because they had Lin-Manuel Miranda on them.
Yeah, Justin lives in West Virginia. Griffin lives in Austin.
Okay,
and
we did this last time. We talked about OPP, Other People's Podcasts. Let's keep
Travis has moved since then. He was in LA. Now he's back in Cincinnati. And now they all have kids.
Aww.
All three of them.
Little baby papas.
Mm-hmm.
Little baby papas. Little baby daddies.
What I was going to say is that it's a full moon in Capricorn.
So sorry.
And so I've just been working really hard. And I made so many lists and I crossed off so many tasks off of those lists. And it felt great. I'm just like crushing life.
Yeah.
And then I just, like, burnt out yesterday where I was just, like, crushing life for, like, over a week is too many things. I crushed also my soul.
Too many things.
Yeah. And so then I just, like, had a little cry.
When try to crush life sometimes crush you.
It kind of did. So I need to, like, I'm still trying to figure out what the balance is on that shit. But...
Yeah, this week, since I've lived close, I've been at shows every day.
Right.
That must be so much easier to get to, hey?
Yeah, but then I just stay out late.
And then you're so tired.
And I get that stupid sun in my face every morning.
And then you have to drive to Surrey every day.
Do you have blackout curtains yet?
I just bought new ones.
From IKEA?
No.
I got blackout curtains from IKEA. They're the best $40 I've ever spent in my fucking life.
I had to buy three panels because my windows are very long.
Oh, jeez.
God, you live in an East Vancouver apartment that's a one bedroom with lots of light and lots of windows? Fuck you, that's amazing.
I pay a lot for it.
I believe it.
Yeah. It's funny to think you're definitely one of the more successful people doing comedy in Vancouver.
Not successful at comedy.
Doesn't matter.
Successful outside of comedy.
Does not matter. Does not matter. The social capital only goes so far, my dude. The actual practical having of things can take you pretty far.
I'm okay with losing the yuck off yesterday, whatever.
Oh, what?
Who else was on that? Who won?
Sam Tonning won.
Nice. Okay.
He brought a lot of coworkers.
Sure.
Fatima took second.
Okay.
And Justin Nickel took third.
Okay, that's about what I expected, honestly. I thought you had a pretty good shot.
I thought I had a great shot because I felt like I did great, which I rarely ever feel that. I'm like, I fucking killed it.
I figured Justin and Fatima would probably go. And I thought maybe Sam, or I thought it was either Sam or you. Honestly, based on the lineup that I saw,
I brought zero people, and Sam brought a lot of people.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not great at bringing big numbers out for people anymore. Now, after 2 years, I think
after owning or like having your own show, you're like, I don't give a fuck about this. Come to my show.
Straight up, yeah, that's it.
Big time.
I no longer try to drag people out to like when I did the the finale of the
one hitter.
One hitter quitter. Yeah, I went and was like, I had no intention of winning, and I did one of the best sets of my life at that show. It was great. It crushed, and then I didn't win because I brought like five people. And that's fine.
You want them to come to the show that you run, and you want to like impress the management of that.
And I didn't care about placing. Like I just didn't give a shit. I don't know, I'm not that competitive. Like I don't really care. But it was a fun show, and I had just a wicked set. So who cares?
Right? I'm happy that I had a very fun set.
Nice.
It felt good.
I haven't had a shit set in a while, which is great. I've had like a couple that weren't well attended.
Open mics anymore.
That's not true. I do go to a few, but I don't go to the big one.
That's when you feel the shit sets come.
That's going to put you back in your place a little
bit. I've even had some good sets at Junction, like, at the end.
That's nice.
Which is surprising, because, like, there's 12 people.
And you don't... It just feels like you're alone there.
Yeah, but I do good... I do a lot of sets about being, like, super queer at the Junction in the gayborhood. So people are like, yeah, lesbians! I'm like, I'm not! You're not listening!
I do my sets about looking like a lesbian, and they love it, too.
Yeah. It's a nice little spot, and it's great because you get up quickly, and then you could just go home.
Yeah.
Whereas, Stand Up and Deliver, it's a great show. You will be there your whole life till you die.
Yeah, I was there until 11 on Wednesday.
Did you go up?
Yes.
How was it?
It was fine.
It's fine.
Did new things? Should I have practiced my Yakov set? Probably. But I was like, nope, I'm just going to do new things and fuck around.
So have you been going up every night or just going to see things most of the time?
I'm going to see things a lot.
That's cool.
Which is what I used to do, and I like that more.
I always feel like
watching good shows is better than going to open mics every night.
Watching people do comedy well can be more enriching than doing your own bad, shitty set.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unless I'm, like, trying to work something out, me just doing my standard 5 minutes at an open mic is dumb.
Why would you do it?
Exactly.
It doesn't, like, stretch and grow and, like...
No. I think because I'm all... My, like, fuck-around shows where I, like, experiment a little more is...
Sounds like a wild show.
Are, like, the Little Mountain shows. Like, mm-hmm. Jokes Please, where I'm very comfortable. Like, I'm going to riff a little bit more than I used to.
Mm-hmm. Can you
hear
me on there?
Where? Pardon?
Can you hear me on there? I've never done Jokes Please.
Have you gone to Jokes Please?
No.
That doesn't help you.
I can go very far, though.
Maddie, that's so true, though, right? It's just like, you should show up and like be part of the scene for a little
That's how I got booked, because I was there a lot.
Fuck you. I just want to get in on the favors of friends. Is that so wrong?
That's not even my show. I have no power over this.
Matthew! Please. I'm sure you do. Maybe not. I don't know. I should go. I didn't do anything this week. I've been, like, pretty, I almost said completely the wrong. I've been pretty egotistical is what I meant to say, but I was like, I've been pretty enthusiastic the last few weeks. I went and saw a bunch of shows, and then this week I was like, because I had a Chord set booked at Chord's Comedy, and it just got canceled.
Was it yours this week?
Mine's next week.
It's done for the summer.
It's done for the summer, or possibly forever. I get the impression it's forever. I talked to Chris, and he was
Chris is done forever.
Oh, okay.
But it'll be taken over by someone else.
Oh, okay.
Because Chords has always been run by someone. Right. Like, Jane Stanton used to run it.
Oh, okay.
John Bewley used to run it.
All right. Anywho, I was supposed to be on it. Dunsky. So I was like, well, I could go to an open mic, and there's three decent ones smack in the middle. You got your good one on Tuesday, your good one on Wednesday, your good one on Thursday. And I was like, I don't want to.
You little shit.
I just straight up didn't feel like
the Thursday one's fun.
Benny's?
Yeah.
I love Benny's, but it's just like it's in Kits and I live in New West.
Yeah, that sucks.
It sucks.
I'm excited to be close. I'll probably be at more open mics just because I'm close now.
Yeah, totally. So I'm going to have to do a little bit more of that, but also I just like booked a bunch of stuff in a row and people were like, cool. And then it all just sort of came up and now, yeah.
None of those are Jokes Please.
No, none of them are Jokes Please. I actually did message Rostock, but...
Rostock. Nope. Can't even say his name right. So you've never been to show, you say his name wrong.
You gotta fucking show up. You gotta learn the host's name. Like, these are some basic things of booking a show. I've been booking, like, a ton of shows lately for music. Because I learned the booker's name, and then I am nice to them. She's gonna throw something at me. No!
It was the only thing I could find that was light enough to throw at you, because I'm actually very nice. I was going to throw my pen, and I was like, that might hurt.
I was worried about it.
And I was like, no, an aluminum pop tab.
I've been reading this book where there's a lot of knife throwing. It's Guy Gavriel Kay, who, like, writes a lot of, like, alt, like, Renaissance fiction, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, there was this, like, awesome, like, Croatian chick that was really good with a bow and arrow and also knife throwing, and so she just like threw a knife into the eye of a guy who was gonna kill somebody, and as you were throwing your pen I'm like, ah, no,
not my eye,
no.
I'm already attracted to this woman.
Have you ever killed a guy with a pen?
No, only with my sharp words.
Doubt it.
Cut so deep. Words cut deeper.
Words do cut deep. You're like, you can't even say what was this douk.
Rustouch.
I was like, I fucked it up. I was like, oh, you've cut me to the quick. I was saying to Maddie earlier in the week, or last week, I was like, I don't understand how anyone ever calls you Matt or Matthew. It doesn't make sense to me.
Because I do it at work.
It allows him to delineate between comedy and...
That's how you have
and...
separate identities.
Because yeah. if you Googled Matthew or Matt Vu, I don't show up.
Not even your LinkedIn?
Nothing.
Nothing. You look up Matty Vu.
Once you hit that Y, you'll have a YouTube video of me and everything else I do.
Ooh, sneaky. I'm definitely like Christina at work and Chris elsewhere, but my last name is too unique that you can just find it.
Yeah, there's a famous doctor. Well, not famous, but like a very prolific doctor named Matthew Vu.
Nice.
So you're good. So you're solid. Because the only other Katie Nurgens are in fucking Minnesota, eh?
But like, Minnesota. Yeah, it's good for like hiding your whole stuff from coworkers, but then to try to promote your own stuff is kind of like, ah.
But like, everybody calls me Maddie. So
there you go.
That's fine.
You're gaming like the system. I like it. Yeah, you're like an SEO genius.
Yeah, you search Catherine, you see fucking nothing under my name, pretty much. Like, almost
nobody
nothing.
Calls you Catherine. That's ridiculous.
The government does.
That's ridiculous.
The government and my bank do.
It's fucking ridiculous.
My bank spells my name wrong. It's my first name.
Do you only use one T?
Yeah. I use two. I use only one.
Oh, okay.
But the comedy mix spells my last name wrong.
How do they spell
How
it?
Do they spell V-U-E? Your...
Yep.
Oh, God.
It's only two fucking letters.
Every time in the mix. I'm like, come on. It's just
like,
two
it
letters.
It can't possibly be only two letters. I start calling you Maddie Ng instead.
Well, your phone, people who first add me to their phones, it's always Marty.
Marty View.
Until it finally clicks. It's like, hey, Maddie's with me.
This is, your next comic coming to the stage is Marty View.
Marty View.
He's going to have some good down-home American jokes for you.
Oh, man.
Good old Marty View.
Still say y'all on stage.
Good. I like it. It's part
better
of
than
your
you guys.
Use guys.
Use guys. When you're doing your Jersey material.
So much Jersey material.
You're from the shore. What are you going to do?
Can't help it.
That's how you got that great golden tan.
That's my skin tone.
Oh, fuck. I actually did that the other day at work. one of our professors is Indian-Canadian. I didn't really do that. Like, I'm not a fucking idiot, okay?
Katie
that was a joke just now. That was fully just a joke because Maddie's my friend. But I said that to one of our professors who is an Indian-Canadian guy, and I was like, oh, you look like you've been out just gallivanting in the sun and having, like, a nice summer. And he's like, or I'm just Indian. I was like, you actually do look tan, and you're wearing short sleeves for the first time I've ever seen you. So... fine. He's like, oh, maybe it's just because I'm Indian. And then my coworker was like, are you being racist out there? I was like, fuck, I'm at work right now. Thankfully, everybody at the time was laughing very heartily. I was like, am I going to be fired? I tried to be nice so much of the time. I tried to watch my ass so much of the time that when I cut loose, I get in so much trouble.
You set the bar too high. That's the problem.
I should just be a piece of shit all the time.
You gotta start with way lower standards.
Well, in our office, we got a, one of our, like, meetings for our department at the end of it. He's like, y'all need to take the, workplace, like, conduct.
Like, harassment training or whatever?
Training all over again. Because you guys are very mean.
And you guys very being sad. You specifically are very mean.
No, I think because we're split up into three separate offices right now. Okay. Until our office moves to one. So... the Surrey office is very sassy, and I think I may have led it.
Isn't that what happened at your last job?
No, because it was just me alone.
You're just being a bitch at your last
You're
place.
You're just a sass master general.
But now it's just like grouped. Everybody's kind of like jumped on board to like be a little more zingy and fun with each other.
He's a bitch. He's a lover. He's a child. He's a mother.
Oh my God. I don't like tequila, Katie.
Your yeah, fault.
I know
this
it is.
Is your
I
fault.
Take full responsibility. Oh, she's so sad. I'm so sorry. Aw. I do. I still love you very much. Throw that face. Oh, she's leaving. I don't
Bye.
Know. I just feel like you're being mean. She's actually leaving.
Can we talk? And now we can talk about okay, how awesome can... Paul Walker and Matthew Broderick are.
Yeah, I mean, they're so good. Did you see Matthew Broderick in the Oh Hello?
Yes.
Just, like, standing behind a door.
Such a fun bit. Mulaney? I love Mulaney. Did you get your tickets to him?
I got tickets to Mulaney. I'm
so excited for that.
So good. Katie, I still love you. I still love you, but random Meredith Brooks is, like, off the chain.
For this podcast? Have you ever been here before? This is your house! You invited us here! Oh my God! I'm the mean one? You're fucking with my sense of reality! You're gaslighting!
slaying me.
It's fine. We're fine. We're cool, okay. Right? We're cool. Are we cool?
We're great.
We're cool.
Will we ever recover from this day?
Probably.
Okay.
Last episode ever. I think I threatened that last time, too.
Probably.
I think you just bring it out and that's Maddie.
I just want to ruin a good thing.
Honestly, it's all Maddie's fault. Can we please blame it on him?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. He does bring out the absolute worst in me.
Yeah, because we were totally having a fine time earlier tonight.
We're being good.
We're at the hot dog restaurant, we were bonding, we, had a good walk, we played some piano together, we sang songs, and as soon as Maddie got here, he's just
As soon as you poured tequila in everybody's drinks.
He's just like a wedge in between us.
Because you both love me so much, don't know how to fight for me.
That's clearly it.
I'm like, I want him to like me more, so I'll be nice.
You grab his left arm, I'll grab his right arm, and we'll just tear him apart. King Solomon style.
Some Dionysus shit, right?
It's like, no, he's my baby. No, he's my baby. Well, let's cut him in half and just each take a half.
Katie's going to win him over. It's like, I'll be so mean because we're comics together. I'm like, I'm going to be so nice because we're friends, genuinely, that only see each other once every 6 months.
Oh my God, the second a microphone is not on, I'm so fucking nice to Maddie. I don't say a single mean thing to him.
Very wrong, very wrong. She's just as mean, even meaner.
This is not true.
Oh no.
I have evidence of this.
Character assassination.
This is character assassination, pure and simple.
Katie's so mean, actually. Did you guys
know? No, truly, I'm actually secretly so mean.
I'm very outwardly mean.
This is true, but you're not secretly mean because you're actually pretty nice in your heart, I think. Whereas you're fake mean on the outside, whereas I'm very nice on the outside, and I am so hateful inside.
Oh, dear.
It's not true, but it's a little true.
We're a little bit mean.
I'm a bit of a bitch, for real.
Okay, now you can say the Meredith Brooks thing.
I'm a bitch!
Right? It just was totally out of context the other time.
Makes
that was
sense
perfect.
Now.
Okay, right.
I hate the world today. But you're so good to me. I know, but I can't change. Oh, guys. You look at me like maybe I'm an angel.
Oh, no, okay. I'm going to have to kick you out again.
Okay, bye. Let's take a break. Clap, clomp, clomp.
You're the youngest of six kids.
Yeah, so I cause the most trouble, but I get away with all
six,
of it.
Six children. Did I even know that about you? I think I knew you had siblings.
No, because you also didn't know we were the same age.
Yeah, I didn't. Maddie showed me his driver's license, and I was like, oh my God, we were born the same year. Didn't see that coming. Thought you were a tiny little infant baby.
Just because I look like one.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I made the assumption, you dumbass.
I thought we were going to take a break and clear the air.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I just...
We were talking about my sweet family, and then someone got angry at me already.
Someone did.
So I think I knew you had older siblings, but I did not know you were one of six babies.
Four brothers, one sister.
Rough.
The next oldest is 12 years older.
How old's the oldest one?
47.
Oh, your oldest sibling's still not older than my oldest sibling.
He lives in England with two little half-Asian babies with English accents, and it's the funniest thing in the world.
How old are your nieces, or niece and nephew?
My niece is six, and my nephew will be four, I believe.
Are they very posh children?
Yeah.
That's the cutest.
It is hilarious.
Do you Skype with them?
No.
No, I hate them.
No, it's because I don't Skype with anybody.
Yeah.
I only talk on the phone with one person ever.
And do they visit here ever, or?
Not since they left.
Okay.
They left, 4 years ago.
So you've never seen these children again.
I've seen,
you don't know what they sound
like. Once they left, I've...
Bye!
On Christmas, my mom will, put them on Skype and everybody will...
So you have Skyped with them, just not personally.
No, no.
Not as an individual.
A one-person Skype nightmare situation.
Oh my God, yeah. They're Skyping happens twice a year in my home. That's with my in-law, with my in-laws, and that's it.
Yeah. Don't want
to. I don't want to do a video chat with anyone.
Even my best friend who lives in LA.
I don't even
want
to talk on the phone.
We'll talk on the phone. We'll talk on the phone forever.
You went to
Skype? No.
Chris, you went to Scotland for 4 months. I don't think we talked on the phone ever.
No.
Nope.
Facebook not how message.
We do. Yeah.
Yeah, we just G-chatted forever.
Yeah, that's all we do.
The primary mode of communication between good friends.
Yeah.
You don't have to see their face.
God, it's better if you don't in some cases.
Yeah, just look at my Instagram as all my cutest pictures, and then chat
I want you
me.
To see the best version of me, and then I can think about the things I say to you, and then I have total control over it, and that's the best. So you have, those are the oldest, and those are your only nieces, or niece and nephew, or?
No,
I have a bunch.
A lot of nieces. I have a niece who's 25.
Oh, so the oldest child doesn't have the oldest kid?
No. My brother had a kid when he was like 18.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was 5 at the time.
So you have a fucking 25-year-old niece.
And I have like a 22-year-old niece.
That's nuts.
A 20-year-old nephew.
That's so funny.
It's real weird. Especially because in comedy, a lot of people are that age.
Yes. Yeah. So you see these people who are like, oh, you should do this and that and the other thing. You're like, no, you're the age of someone whose diapers I changed at one point or something. My nephew's turning 19, like, tomorrow.
Exciting.
Tomorrow. Ooh. Happy birthday, Seth!
My nephew is also turning 22 tomorrow.
Oh, crazy. They have the same birthday. That's funny. Yeah, I went to Seth was born in 1998. I remember being like, pacing.
People are born in the 90s. It's so gross.
I remember pacing up and down the garden because I knew my sister-in-law was in labor and I was like, okay, I need to be an aunt. It's going to be so exciting. I'm 13 years old. It's going to be the best. It's just like waiting for like the conference call or whatever that tells us that there's a baby. Because we were expecting a girl. Like they got a ultrasound. They're like, oh, it's definitely a girl. Her name is Chloe and all this stuff. And they're like, it's a boy. They're like, oh, okay. So they named him after the angel that Nicolas Cage plays in City of Angels.
Which is?
Seth.
That's a dumb angel name.
It's a dumb angel name. It's a good person. It's a great person name.
Fine for a 19-year-old boy who's 6'5".
Yeah, it's a great person name. It's a dumb angel name. Not Seth Rael. Come on, all of them have Rael on the end, don't they? Like do. Azrael and...
I found a thing online that tells you what your angel name is.
Oh my god.
Mine is Aniel. Which just sounds like something you put in your butt.
Yeah, totally. That's something that you put in your butt when you have a problem.
Yeah, Anusol and Aniel.
Yeah, you put it up there when you've got like a bad issue.
You got a bad situation.
Bad butt stuff.
Bad butt stuff. You've got an Aaron Scott problem.
Oh my god.
Well, at work today we were talking about Beyonce's two kids for some reason.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know their names. What are they, like Greg and Angela?
No, it's like Sir.
And I wish those were their names.
The boy's name is like Sir or something like that. Oh, I read, God. Which is like
that would be so funny if Beyonce's twins were Greg and Angela.
I know.
She named her twins Martin and Gina.
That was a boring name.
Just like John and Mary.
And Blue. And Blue Ivy.
Yeah.
Blue Ivy, Greg, and Angel. My children, I'm Beyonce.
Hello, I'm Beyonce. This is Jay. This is Blue Ivy. And this is Greg and Angela. Carter.
The twins.
The twins. Greg and Angela. That's Beyonce's new LP is called Greg and Angela. Gregangela. I can't remember what the girl's name is, but I read that the boy's name was Sir. And I was like, no.
And madam, I guess.
I prefer the name Pilot Inspector to Sir, because that just sounds like a Tumblr dom. Like,
oh my Jesus Christ.
Oh my Jesus.
Oh my God. Maddie, what happens in your family then if you've got like so many siblings and then so many nieces and nephews? Do you all get together?
Are you no longer
time,
the cutest one?
Of course I am.
Shut your face. Of course you're the cutest one.
Even those English ones. No, the English ones are very adorable.
Yeah. The English ones might be a little cuter.
They are the cutest kids I've ever seen in my life.
God.
Aww. Oh, please give me some bangers and mash.
Not even them talking.
I'm so hungry.
Just the way they look is very adorable. Aww. Too.
Are they halfies?
Yeah, no one in my family dates Asians.
Including you?
No, never.
Never?
Never.
Wow. Are you racist against Asians?
I just find they remind me of my mother.
Oh, like, okay, fair enough. I guess that's why I hate straight white men.
They remind you of your mother?
They remind me of my mother.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Brenda. I don't actually mean that. I hope she's not listening to this.
No, they're in fucking France living it up, whatever.
They're in Bath in England. Ooh, at the moment.
Such fucking shishi, wonderful people. But so, like, yeah, you guys are spread out all over the globe now and just, like,
we've never had all of us together.
Really?
Ever?
Really? That's weird.
Yeah, there's always someone missing.
Mm. My wife is one of 5, but it's a blended family. It's not all 2 parents.
So they just fucking stick together
like glue. But Tessa, in my wedding, that was the first time that everybody had been together in like a really long time. There's been a few times since. There's been like a couple weddings and some Christmases where there's a little babies and things, so everybody had to get together. But like, yeah, it's hard to get fucking that many people.
Especially
in one
because
space.
They all have families.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So like, my sister's in Detroit with 3 kids.
Detroit?
Just on the outsides of Detroit, yeah.
Wild.
Her husband has a chiropractic practice with like a few offices.
Chiropractic.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh no, I just lost him. We were doing so good.
Were we?
I gave you a certain amount of puns, and this is at least number 4.
Oh no, I totally overstepped my pun boundary.
It's Friday, it's okay.
Yeah, so like, for her it's the hardest. Yeah. Right. And then my brother, obviously, in England with his 2 kids.
It's probably cheaper to fly from England.
Probably.
That's the weird part.
And easier.
Yeah.
But my sister's kids are older now, so it might be easier. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I don't understand children.
Yeah. Man, like, putting all of the extended family together. And it's like, it's not even your extended family. It's, like, your brothers and sisters.
That's wild how far flung they all are, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But even if when we were younger, family dinners were just us. We didn't have uncles and aunts because it was just so many of us.
Too many of y'all.
Yeah.
And you're the babiest. And the next one's, like, 12 years older than you?
Yeah.
That's just so... How old are your parents?
Mom's, like, 65-ish.
Yeah, so she was 35 when you were born? Or 32, 33, something like that?
Sure.
She must have been super young when she had her first baby, eh?
Yeah, like 18.
Holy God. My mom was 30 when I was born, and
she's war times.
Mm-hmm. In Vietnam?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
My brother was born in 69, 70.
Holy shit.
68.
Yeah, no kidding. Were they still in Vietnam at the time?
Yep.
Gee whiz.
Yeah, they came on, like, battleships.
Wow.
Over to Canada.
And everybody lived?
They all lived.
Well, that's a great happy ending.
They all fought. They fought the commies.
Oh!
So they came on American battleships.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. It's a rich tapestry.
Yeah.
Very rich.
Well, they couldn't stay because like they will murder us. So let's get the fuck out of here.
Let's go where we're less likely to be murdered.
Yeah.
And Canada.
And Edmonton was the choice.
Yeah. Well, a person's not super likely to murder you there. The cold may just kill you.
I don't know. They call it Stabminton for a reason.
Do they call it Stabminton?
Yes.
They used to, yeah.
Because all the guys from Fort McMurray would like come down like and on stab. A like, cook
go,
binge
go stab.
And go stabbing.
Go stabbing.
It's pretty hard to kill someone by stabbing them.
Not impossible, though.
Oh, no! No, it's very possible.
But yeah.
Yeah. So then, and here you are.
Yeah, your family settled.
I was born here.
Edmonton.
I was born in Edmonton.
Yeah.
Were you the only one born in Canada?
Yeah, it was the accident.
But your beautiful accident.
Of course. That didn't say I wasn't.
Just because I'm amazing doesn't mean I was on purpose.
Yeah.
The best things that come
in
out
life
are not necessarily
on
purpose. Oh.
Oh, that yeah. was nice.
Oh, shit.
What?
The balance is tipping.
Now you have to be mean.
The best things in life are Matty. But you can give them to the birds and bees. I want the money.
I feel like if I got married, I think they all would come down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think if any of the other ones got married,
they'd really they'd say no. But you're the baby.
The baby.
You're just the tiny baby.
They all, like, took care of me when I was younger. Shit like that.
Do your nieces hold you in their arms tenderly? The 25-year-olds? Like, oh, sweet baby Uncle Maddie. You're all swaddled. Comfortable. So happy. I feel like that would be pretty soothing to be swaddled and rocked.
It's basically like a thunder shirt for adults. Just, like, swaddle me.
One of my, like, very tall friends, when we're drunk, I'm like, I'll just, like, jump in his arms and, like... to like a baby and I'm like cradle my neck and I'll just go live.
Who is this?
My friend Jeff.
I don't know him.
Watch no. the head, watch the head.
Support my neck.
Hold me gently, please.
Oh my God. Respect my neck.
Respect the neck. That's so cute.
I'm so sorry.
I can't wait to be strong enough to hold you like a tiny baby. I did that to fucking Gavin Clarkson after our last show.
Mm-hmm.
He's so light.
Doesn't surprise me. What's the bones?
He's yeah, just bones.
He's got hollow bones.
He's made out of, like, fucking balsa wood. Because I was, like, into my drinks, as I get, as we all are very aware.
We can tell.
And, yeah, thanks. And I was like, I think I could pick you up in my arms like a baby, but I don't know. Maybe I could just, I know I could squat you. So he got on my back and I squatted him 4 times.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good. He's got to be, like, 180.
But that's no, still... I'm 180. He's got to be lighter than that.
Mm-hmm. He's like 6'3", though.
Bones.
He's just bones. It's just bones.
I'm dense.
He's a skeleton. I'm very dense. I am like a fucking weeble. I will wobble. I shan't fall down.
I've seen you fall down.
Shut your butt. You shut your butt, Chris.
I will not shut my butt. My butt is an open book.
Open that butt.
Open that butt. Open your mind, open your butt. You like open it both.
I want that on my wooden plaque now.
Open your mind, butts, open your butts. Free your butt and your mind.
See,
will follow.
I drawed you a beautiful banner that says butts, butts, butts with a Z.
Also, a ghost giving the thumbs up.
Yeah, it's a cool ghost.
I need haunted furniture because I just couldn't get that haunted chair.
Tell me about this haunted chair. What the fuck?
Tell us about the haunted chair, Maddie.
Well, Morgan Brayton posted it as a Craigslist ad for a chair that was supposedly haunted. It was a good, like, 3-paragraph
Craigslist
post of why it was haunted and why they felt it was haunted. And it was a nice looking chair. And I want it. And I emailed the person and I get sold.
Oh, wow.
Somebody really wanted this ghost chair.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you.
And then, because I sent it to a few friends and they're like, we're never coming to your place if you have this haunted chair. Because I was going to print the ad and put it on like a side table beside it.
Like a framed plaque on a side table.
Like, oh, what's this? Oh, I'm never sitting here.
I'd sit in your haunted chair. I'm not afraid.
You get like ain't a afraid ghost.
Of this? I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I'm not even going to bust them. They're my friends. I'll be friends with some ghosts. Get some ghosts to do some ghost pranks for
people. Busting makes you feel good.
Busting makes me feel very good. I don't know if you've ever busted, Chris, but if you have...
You know I have.
You just get ectoplasm.
You guys know I've busted. I've totally busted before.
You got, ectoplasm everywhere when this one busts.
All right, see you next time.
Instagram.
I'm literally okay, leaving.